W32DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are asking for more information about the searches that led to the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's former office and his Delaware home. Democrats face questions about those documents and the special counsel investigation, Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia told ABC's This Week.
Classified documents are to be taken seriously, and they are to be handled with a great deal of care, and no one is above the law. So I'm glad to see the Justice Department doing its work, and we ought to let that work proceed.
He's the pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where Martin Luther King Jr. was once the pastor. On Sunday, President Biden became the first sitting president to address a Sunday service at the historic church on what would have been the civil rights leader's 94th birthday. A basketball player at the University of Alabama, Darius Miles, and another man were charged with capital murder after a woman was fatally shot near campus early Sunday. This is ABC News. Two EMS workers in Illinois are facing murder charges after the death of a patient in their care. Body camera video shows the two responding to a call of a patient suffering from hallucinations, then strapping him face down to a stretcher. ABC's M. Nguyen has the story.
Two paramedics, Peter Cadigan and Peggy Finley, now behind bars facing first-degree murder charges after prosecutors allege the care they provided a patient may have killed him. The state attorney in Springfield, Illinois, finding 35-year-old Earl Moore Jr.'s death a homicide.
Earl, this is getting a little silly, man.
The autopsy found Moore died from asphyxia, directly linked to the face-down position Cadigan and Finley put him in on the stretcher.
There's a new dress code for lawmakers in Missouri, where female legislators in the House and their staff members are now required to wear a jacket like a blazer or a cardigan. Republican who introduced the rule said it was about equality with the male dress code. Democrats called it ridiculous. Brian Clark, ABC News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Let's get it on. Let's blow the ball. We've got it made. We're Radio, radio for the people.
Radio for the people. Last Crack, Beat of My Blood. That is off their third album called Run Head Start Screaming. And as I sit here and listen to these songs along with you, I remember some interesting things about Last Crack, and maybe I'll tell you a little story here. So I got my start with Last Crack on that album, Run Head Start Screaming, and I did the artwork as the graphic artist for that, and went over to Europe with the band and toured with them. It was a whole lot of fun. That was with their second singer, Sean Anthony Brown. And before that, we heard Papa Magaya. And that was off Last Crack's Burning Time album. So Last Crack was signed to Roadrunner Records back in 1989 and released the Funkhouse number, Sinister Funkhouse number 17 album. And their second album that they put out was Burning Time, which featured Papa Magaya. And the Burning Time album was produced by Dave Jordan. So it was produced, you know, big time, big rock and roll album. Was really making quite a impact in the music scene when the singer decided to go solo and left the band. And that's how the second singer, Sean Brown, came about. Before that song, we heard The Last Crack, which was off originally Sinister Funkhouse number 17 in 1989. But the version we heard was off of Burning Funkhouse Live, which was recorded in 2002 and released in 2005. And what is kind of interesting about that, that I think about, is I think about, you know, all this local music that we play. And sometimes as a local musician or a local band, you wish, you know, you could get signed by a big record label. You wish, you know, you could be a big rock star. And, you know, it's a great dream, but you start music because you love it. Because you love the music, and when you get signed by that big label, you know, you careful what you wish for. In Last Crack's case, you know, they had two unbelievable albums of their music, and it was recorded by Roadrunner and put out worldwide, and, you know, when they made records, for God's sakes. And but at the same token, once they were kind of broken up, it was really hard to, you know, you can't go make your own CDs. You can't go make your own music and sell it at the show. You can't, you know, the record label sort of owns the rights to those albums. Now, you could go re-record those songs, and that's exactly what Last Crack did. That's, you know, in a way why they put out a live album of all of the tunes from their first two albums and really, you know, wanted to do an incredible recording to somehow, you know, surf with those other albums that they already had. And that way they could then kind of take control of their own music and be able to sell albums again of their own songs. And even till today, you know, Roadrunner Records has remastered those albums and with another record label, and, you know, kind of continues. So as great as it is to get signed, it's also, you know, sometimes a deal with the devil, and there you go. So that is Essential, Last Crack at 11. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Sync Heavy. You know, one of the great things about Last Crack here in Madison is how many bands actually came out of that, where their members went and created other bands. And one of the great bands that was created with Last Crack members, the drummer Ski, and let's see, who was it? Todd Winger, the bass player, along with Todd Schween and Jamie Poster, who's now in Seven Seasons Deep. This is Faces for Radio. Let's do a double shot. Start it out. 50 states. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
Like a train running through your rooms, your moon is a sky between the legs of blue. It boomed and it flashed, but you could say it for sure. But could it be the
hit the ground just to find them all. And we can dig a hole and fill it all full of salt. Or could it be it's all my fault? But I wanna be, yeah, I wanna be the one to show you how to suffer. Wanna be the one to show you how to suffer.
Hi, this is Todd with Faces for Radio. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
burn up my pretty, pretty hiding place. Or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes. Or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me. Go ahead and wreck it, yeah, you wanna wreck it. Go ahead and wreck me. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me. Yeah, you know, oh, you know. You can wreck me, yeah, because you know me.
Yeah, that finishes off a double shot of Faces for Radio. That was Wreck Me from 2010. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. We'll be right back after the break with a little bit of Baden's End, a throwback from them. But they have a new singer, so we'll have to keep you apprised of that and tell you when there's going to be a new show. We'll be right back after the break.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are asking for more information about the searches that led to the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's former office and his Delaware home. Democrats face questions about those documents and the special counsel investigation. Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia told ABC's This Week,
classified documents are to be taken seriously, and they are to be handled with a great deal of care, and no one is above the law. So I'm glad to see the Justice Department doing its work, and we ought to let that work proceed.
He's the pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where Martin Luther King Jr. was once the pastor. On Sunday, President Biden became the first sitting president to address a Sunday service at the historic church on what would have been the civil rights leader's 94th birthday. A basketball player at the University of Alabama, Darius Miles, and another man were charged with capital murder after a woman was fatally shot near campus early Sunday. This is ABC News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Brand new Sky Urchin, Co Alone. And before that, we did a double shot. So we had Sky Urchin, Detonate. And that was from a couple years back. Before that, we opened that with Abaddon's End, Come Down. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Hey, coming up, there's a new band out of Waukesha, a metal band called Level the Earth. And they are going to be playing with Conniption at DeBar in West Dallas coming up February 25th. We'll have Level of the Earth on for an interview coming up in February. But right now, this is brand new. Let's do a double shot. This is Level of the Earth, Warhead. You're listening to Rocker on Max Inc. Heavy.
Done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Mm-hmm. This is Max Inc. Radio.
That is the Lo-Fi Killers. Hey, that's a new band out of Madison. There's some young kids just out of high school. It was pretty fun. We had them in a few weeks back for an interview. That's brand new from them. 2022 just came out. Until She's Gone. Hey, I'm Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy. It's been a good set. We've heard a lot of good music. That Level the Earth, remember to go see them. They're going to be playing in West Allis at DeBar. That is going to be February 25th. It's coming up right around the corner, right? They'll be playing with Conniption and some other bands. So make sure to go see them. They're at Waukesha, brand new. I'm just stalling because I only got 15 more seconds before I'm saying bye to you guys, and Max Inc. Radio will repeat. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy, Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us for podcasts.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Greenbelt.